Oh. All right. So what do Fuck. Well,
do what we always do. You try your best to do an intro, and then I'll cut you off.
Okay. Hey, can I be honest about something, Darren? I don't want to try and do an intro and get cut off.
No, but I want you to. I want you to hold the basketball, and then I'm going to slap it out of your hands and dunk.
Maybe if I'm real sneaky about it and I catch you off guard and I do it really quick, you won't be able to interrupt me with your bullshit. I mean, that would require me to be really, really stealthy. Friends, welcome back to another episode of Friends and Microphones. My name's DJ.
And welcome back to the Slumber Boys podcast. Here we are in the middle of the night. I got my ASMR voice going, and we're good to go. Oh, and I'm Darren.
Darren, the whole point of getting in our cars to do this, look, we're going to talk about all this in a second, but the whole point of getting in our cars is that we didn't have to do our stupid ASMR voices. We agreed. We made a pact.
No, we made no pact. I cut no blood. I sacrificed zero animals for this. Well, one. It was a small one.
Folks, listen. We need to, look, I don't want to, okay, let's talk about that. I don't want to, quote, address the elephant in the room every single time we start an episode, mostly because I'm pretty sure that's literally how another podcast I listen to does their thing. But listen, we need to talk about what's happening here, because it is 12:34 a.m. on, it's 12:34 in the ding-dang morning on Tuesday, August 6th.
In the year of our Lord.
The year of our Lord, 2008, what, is it?
Yeah, that's it. It's the good days. It's the good days with Obama.
We really record these in advance, and we still barely get them out on time. No, listen, here's the thing, folks. I made an oopsie, and even though we only released one episode in season two, I already let it slip up and decided that we should, like, you know, really struggle and really, really just fucking make this as difficult for ourselves as possible. Fact of the matter is that as of 35 minutes ago in real time as we're recording this, I would have liked for this episode to have been edited and uploaded. And yet here we are in our cars. Now, I am in my car.
And I'm in someone else's car.
Now, I'm in my car because I didn't want to wake my girlfriend up.
I would have lived in a basement suite. There's like eight people that live in that house, and me yelling about ding-dongs isn't going to help anyone.
I'm going to tell you right now, no matter what time of day it is, it's not going to help if you yell about ding-dongs. But more to the point, we're sitting in our fucking cars in the middle of the night recording onto... We've never recorded over a phone call before, but if I'm being honest, I kind of love not being able to see you, because I feel like that's more true to the podcast nature.
No, I love being able to stare you in your cold, dead eyes.
Oh, fuck. You almost made me spit out my bubbly.
You have bubbly?
Yeah, not like champagne and like I'm a rapper and I'm calling it bubbly. Like, I have bubbly brand sparkling water.
Oh, I have a steering wheel.
I also have a steering wheel. Darren, I think it's worth it if you and I really get into, like...
Our cars?
If we really get into our cars. No, I think it's worth it if we get into the technology side of what's happening, because right now, my whole setup is... I love it. So I've got the microphone that I don't normally record onto, because my condenser mic was not going to come out of the house, let's face it.
Yeah.
But I've got it on just the top half of a desktop mic stand, so I am holding a very small metal bar underneath my microphone so that I don't make any external audio noise holding my microphone, and it's like a very, very small Freddie Mercury situation, and I can't really get over myself.
You want to hear the favorite part about my end?
Yes.
I could just walk.
Oh, you
I'm
can...
just in the world right now.
Oh,
I'm not wearing a pop filter. I'm walking in circles around my car. I'm on the middle of nowhere.
Oh my god! Next to a power line. Because you're recording on a lapel mic, you motherfucker.
I could go for a hike right now. Y'all don't even know.
I have Oh my god! I thought I lost you, and I almost had a panic attack.
No, you'll hear me. I just ripped the lapel mic off my shirt with my keys.
so much for science.
Nerd. You tried to enjoy the outdoors, and it fucked you. That's what Mother Nature gives you when you try to enjoy her too much.
My levels are probably not good from this point on, so you're going to have to fix that later.
And I won't. I'm hoping that this episode will be utterly unlistenable, and I really want people to be like, oh, season two, dope. Friends of Microphones is back? That's awesome. And, oh, they're on bi-weekly. I guess I'll just have to wait a couple weeks for this to come out, and they're going to wait and wait.
Remember when the Beatles went buck-ass wild and got high and went to India or some shit?
This is our Sergeant Peppers. Darren, how the heck have your last couple weeks been, my man?
You know.
No, I don't. That's why I'm asking, dick.
Honest, every day is another day forward in time towards our inevitable grave.
So you don't have a story to tell me. That's fine. I have a story to tell you.
I have many stories to tell.
I don't believe you.
Okay, well, shut up. What's your story, bitch?
I need to tell you the absolutely ridiculous tale about the people that I now work with at my new job. For those of you who are not caught up on the eternal lore of Friends with Microphones, I used to get a lot of very funny and oddball stories from working as a delivery driver, and that's fine, but I don't do that anymore. And now I am a dishwasher at a seafood restaurant, and it makes me stink like fish. And that's fine. But I work with pretty... What's the word? Well, you'll think of the word, I'm sure, after I tell you the story. So one of our fry cooks, who's a really nice guy, and I was really starting to get to know him, honestly. Like, legitimately starting to hang out with him a little bit during work. We would, like, take breaks together and stuff. Cool guy. He quit. And that made me so sad. And, oh, pardon me, hold on, the bubbly, it's coming up. Oh, just a little bit. Okay, oh, we're going to be fine. Oh, man, I should have brought regular water to this recording session. So the fry cook and I get along well, and then all of a sudden he drops a bomb like, oh, well, yeah, I gave him at 2 weeks. And I'm like, fuck, man, that, it kind of sucks because you're one of the guys I get along with here. He's like, ah, yeah, sorry. I'm like, oh, you don't have to apologize. So then... The guy who trained me on dishwashing and one of our head line cooks are, like, best friends, okay? And they went to high school together, and now they're just, like, chilling. They're these two 20-year-old dudes who work at a restaurant, live with their parents. And listen, there's nothing wrong with anything I'm saying. But all of it is key information because you need to understand where they're coming from or else this story sounds insane. This story sounds fucking off the walls bonkers if you don't understand who these dudes are. They're 20 years old. They got nothing to lose.
And okay. It's always a good start.
When they found out that the fry cook was leaving, they were like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? We wanted to keep hanging out with you. What the hell are we supposed to do? Fry cook says, dude, we can hang out outside of work. I don't have to work here to be your friend. And they're like, yeah, but how are we going to hang out? Oh, I know. We can game together. And the fry cook goes, man, I haven't owned a video game console in a really long time, and I don't have a good enough PC to play games. And they're like, would you play games with us if you owned a PS4? And he goes, well, I mean, obviously I would love to play games with you, but I don't own a PS4. And they're like, you will this weekend, motherfucker. And I'm like,
oh.
And I'm washing dishes, and I'm like, I'm sorry? And they're like, headline cook is talking to dishwashy boy. I'm just not saying names because I don't know. Whatever. I mean, I guess I could just use their names. It would make the story easier.
Because I haven't learned their names in the entirety of me working there.
No. I've learned their names. I'm just choosing not to use them for the sake of, what, I don't know. Who, like, even first names, I'm still like, it's just better if I just don't say.
A slight tangent. I used to work at McDonald's and we had 97 employees. And I managed to go a year and a half before someone realized that I only knew two people's names.
That is absolutely unreal. Are you serious?
Nobody fucking noticed or called me out, and I managed to go that far. And I would check the schedule to double check people's names and look at their name tag. Anyway, I'm a piece of shit. Moving on.
That's wild. There's a lot less people who work at the seafood place that I work at. It's a lot less. It's like, it's not a chain. It's just like a, I don't work like at a Long John Silver's, and I'm not saying the name. It's like, it's just a place in Victoria that is like a tourist trap. Anyway.
It's an unmarked building.
We don't serve food.
It's actually a van. It's a van with blacked out windows.
Okay. God, I feel like I'm in a fucking van with blacked out windows. Should, this is so
I know,
creepy.
It's like, we should record a podcast from your blacked out window van job.
We shouldn't. So, here's the thing. Fry Cook is like, I'm sorry? And Headline Cook and Dishwasher are like, we could probably split that 50-50, right? And they're like, well, but we gotta talk to him, so we gotta get him a headset. It's like, plus we need to get him Black Ops 4 so we can play Black Ops 4. And he's like, yeah, but Apex Legends is free, so don't even worry about that. And Fry Cook is like, you guys, I don't... Like, I also don't have, like, tons of time. I don't want you guys to, like, buy... Don't do this. Don't do this. And they're like, no, dude, we're fucking doing it. I don't care. We want to give you something. It's like a gift that we'll give you as, like, a see-you-later gift from working at the job. You've been super tight for the last, like, 3 months that you've worked here. That's the thing. They've only been working together, like, 3 or 4 months, dude. Like, they are not, like, the best of friends. They just... decided that they were going to buy this dude a PS4 and these games. And also, like, PS Plus, like, you can't play online with your friends unless you have a PlayStation Plus subscription. So they're like, yo, dude, yeah. And so here's my involvement in this and the reason I'm telling you this. I stopped washing dishes and I turned down the line. And I turned to the head line cook and I'm like, dude, if you want to play video games with someone who works here that bad... I already own a PS4. I just don't own Black Ops 4. And he goes, ah, fuck. All right, man. Well, now we got to get 2 copies of Black Ops 4. And I was
what?
Like, no. I was like, hey, bud, I was kidding. I don't know if you know this, but I tell jokes sometimes. And also, I will tell you a story after this as an example of why I'm concerned okay. that people don't know that I tell jokes. He goes, no, dude, fuck it. We'll get you Black Ops 4. We'll figure it out. I honestly sort of forgot that this happened, this whole conversation. And then, initially unrelated, me and Alexa are going through our belongings the other day, and we're like, God, we have a lot of shit. And we find this whole stack of video games, and we're just, like, sifting through stuff, and we're like, man, we don't need, like, 8 of these games. So we're like, ah, let's pop over to good old The Electronic Boutique, EB Games, as it were.
Well, hold on. What archaeological dig did you say you went to?
The one that Indiana Jones did in the cool movie, in the cool one.
All right,
yeah.
Cool. Did you swap out your games for a gold statue and run away from a manager?
We did. We did everything we could. What was weird was that the manager was, like, enormous and round and was rolling through the cave when they were, like, trying to offer us better deals. So we go to EB Games with this stack of games that we're going to trade in. And I walk in and I'm like, no fucking way. And the 3 dudes are in EB Games, the fry cook looking so embarrassed. Like, oh my God, he doesn't want to be there. And the head line cook and the dishwasher are, like, running around the store being like, oh, we need to get, like, maybe we'll get him a couple other games. And they're like, and I was like, what are you guys doing?
They're like, fattening him up for sacrifice. That's what they're doing.
And they're like, oh, dude, no, we bought him the PS4, we got him the stuff. And I was like, that is so rude. And again, I'm kidding when I say, oh, that's so rude. You didn't even invite me to buy my copy of Black Ops 4. And he goes, ah, fuck. Hey, can we get one more copy of Black Ops 4? I was like, dude, I'm kidding. You need to stop. And he goes, no, dude, seriously, I want to be able to, like, play with you guys. Like, we don't have a lot of people to play video games with, and I want to do this. So he puts the game on the counter, and I'm like, okay. And then as he's buying it, I'm like, okay, wait, no, you have to stop, because I don't even have PlayStation Plus anymore. I can't play with people online. And the dishwasher goes, fuck it, I'll get him that, you get him Black Ops 4. I'm like, guys, why in the world? So anyway, last couple nights I've been playing Black Ops 4. It's decent. Yeah. It's kind of a fun game, actually.
I've just been playing Space Pinball.
I haven't really gotten into Apex Legends yet, but, you know, it'll come with time, I'm assuming. I haven't played with them yet. We keep having different overlapping schedules. Tonight, for example, they were like, so, are we finally going to play Black Ops 4 together? And I was like, no, I gotta go
sit in the car.
I gotta go do some weird shit in my car by myself. And it's exactly what it sounds like. Yeah.
And it almost rhymes with hacking floff.
All All right, Darren. So this is the part of the show where we like to talk about our advertisers, the people who spent hard-earned American coin. Don't ask me why it's American. Don't ask me where they got those coins. But they like to spend their good money on the things that we... Well, I've lost the train of thought. Darren, would you like to talk about Rainproof Media? Go ahead, Darren.
Hey, do you like butter? Because when I like milk and I have to churn and knead that hot, sticky mess until it turns into a slathery thing that I rub all over my nipples, body, and toast in the morning, that's what hard work does. And we've put hard work into content for you guys. So I'd like you to check out rainproofmedia.com.
Okay, so Darren, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad, but I would say maybe try fucking anything else. Anything else would be super good. If you just want to take one mo again, just take that one more time. Just go ahead and just say the first thing that comes to your mind about how you feel about rainproofmedia.com. Rainproofmedia.com is a website that I really want you to represent well because it's where we upload like all our content, like my series where I play The Sims, My Awful Cities. And it's where you upload things like Edible, which I mean I'm in, but like it's like you're the one who really kind of runs that project, and that's where people can like get the feed of all the episodes coming in. That's where people can like get the latest updates on what we're up to. That's where people can click on About Us, and that's where people can like subscribe to our Patreon and stuff. Like that's where people can do that really reasonably rated thing where they can support our content creation. So I would just really appreciate if you just maybe found a way to talk about that that sounds kind of natural and sounds like you know, sounds like a fucking like an ad, less about maybe less about rubbing butter on your nipples, Darren. It's up to you.
I'm gonna take a take two.
All right, and just try to include any of the stuff that I talked about. Even I'll cut all this out. Obviously.
Okay. I'm gonna go for it.
Yeah, whenever you're ready, dude.
Hey, do you like Chubby Bunny? Do you like farts? Let's put them together. Have you ever put as many marshmallows up your butt as possible and tried to talk about our new website using the air comes out of your butt lips? Hi, I'm Darren.
Welcome to Rainproof Media. Darren. Anything. You don't have to talk about your own body.
Hi, do you like cumin? Do you like cumin? Well, you should cumin in to our website, rainproofmedia.com. It goes great when you rub it right in your nose and on your nipples.
I cannot believe that the URL... Like, I cannot believe that the alternate URL is not fuckyoudarren.com. I can't believe it's fuckyoudj.com. Because, honestly...
I'm a significantly bigger piece of shit than you. I don't know why it's that.
Yeah. No, I don't know either, but I'm the one who committed to the bit and spent 17 fucking Canadian dollars for a year of that domain. So here we are.
And this is why you should subscribe to our Patreon.
Subscribe to our Patreon. We need that money back. I need it to buy groceries.
DJ needs it to reimburse people for Black Ops 4.
I need to pay my headline cook back for that fucking... Jesus.
DJ has many hard things he needs to deal with, like how people he doesn't know that well are trying to pay for a subscription to a gaming service.
Hey, look, they didn't try. They succeeded. I have 3 months of PlayStation Plus.
I don't know what to do with this. Anyway, let's take it back into the regular show, shall we?
I mean, yeah, if that'll get you to stop talking about fucking rubbing butter on stuff. Rainproofmedia.com.
It won't. And yeah, you can't stop me.
Rainproofmedia.com is where you are going to find just more of us, which, I mean, if you're listening to this, I guess you want more of us. But if you're not listening to this, then you're not hearing this in the first place. Honestly, it kind of works out fucking perfectly. So, great.
And if you want the most of us, go to Pornhub.
Go to Pornhub, search by location. I am at, let me just get my exact address here.
I'm at Denny's.
Look up the address to this Denny's. You will find my POV stuff that I just uploaded.
Oh, God.
Darren, I'm outside. People can hear me say that. Okay, back to the regular show. I'm so done.
This is the worst ad break ever.
I'm so done.
Okay. Cool. Well.
Okay, back to the regular show for real. Bye. So, anyway, yeah, it's just been like, it's been an absolutely wild week at work. Because, like, and this is the thing that worries me about this work environment that I find myself in, is I feel like I'm now surrounded by people who, how do I put this lightly? Who don't get me at all. The other day, somebody said to that same fry cook, they turned to him and they said, "Hey, man, And they were kidding. Like, again, I think they were kidding. But they're like, yo, man, whatever. You're just being a lazy prick. And it was like a little soft burn. You know, no need to apply any ointment. You're totally fine. And
You just think about aloe and you'll be fine.
And think cool thoughts. And the fry cook goes, hey, man, we don't use the L word around here. And that's okay. Sure. That's a good comeback. And I turned to him and I said, come on, man. Prick doesn't start with an L. And I thought that I had made a good joke and that I had entered the conversation well and effectively. And I thought that I had made my stamp. And I was like, I was going to put my little twisted brand of humor on this one. And that motherfucker turns to me dead ass. He looks straight at me and he goes, I'm talking about the word lazy. And I was like, yeah. And I'm making a joke. What are we doing? Like, where are we right now?
Do you want to play? Do you want to play hoop and stick? Because that's where you are right now. You're in the past.
You're in the fucking
and this
past.
This is me. And I'm in the future where the jokes are. I'm like 50 years ahead of you, boy.
I'm 50 years ahead. Comedy is king. No one won Game of Thrones except for comedy.
Apex? No, 1960s. It was hoop and stick.
Yeah, man, it's like, I don't know, it's such a strange, it's also such a whack place to work in terms of, like, they've got me working nights, so, like, Alexa works from, like, 11:30 to 6:30, and I work from 5 to midnight, and so our schedules have just ceased to exist in terms of any nice overlap for us to spend time together.
So you have an almost girlfriend.
I have a kind of girlfriend at this point. I think the 8.5 or so years we spent together, mixed in with the no time we spent together now, it's going to balance out to. I think we're going to start going steady soon.
Okay, it's like a dessert called Echoes of Alexa. I really hope that no trains come out of my microphone because I live next to like 100 trains.
Why is Thomas and all of his friends just hanging out outside your place? What's going on?
What makes you think Thomas has friends?
It's called Thomas and Friends, isn't it?
Oh, is it really?
Isn't the show called Thomas and Friends?
See, this is the problem. I'm not well-versed enough in children's cinema for me to really make these jokes.
That's okay. I don't have to move from where I'm sitting to figure this out. Hey, Google. Fuck! It's not working!
You're on a phone call. It thinks I'm Google. I'm literally looking down a hill watching a train go by. Where is Boy Train going? Where is he? Off in sunset. Well, no, it's past midnight. There ain't no sunset.
There is absolutely no sunset here. It's funny because I could be sort of like embracing the idea of being outdoors at midnight and doing my thing, but like, man, for real, I'm like sitting in my car staring at the side of my apartment building because that's how my car is parked.
So you want to hear a story about me being dead ass outside? Well, dead ass, not really, but like just outside at late times.
Not really dead ass, but I was outside. It's real.
Well, I was jogging, so I, you know.
Hey, that's fair. I would love to hear a story.
I would not call jogging dead ass. You know my history of jogging stories. They don't usually turn out normal.
Yeah, no, because you do the weird thing where you just like barely hop along because it's like better for you or something.
Well, no, that was me not being able to jog, and now I've jogged long enough that I just jog like a normal ass human.
Oh, thank goodness! I was worried for you forever.
Cool. No, it's just weird things happen to me. Like, so I almost accidentally stole a dog back in the day. We've heard this story before on the podcast.
Learn to jog, steal a dog. Yeah.
And then today, well, not today, it was a couple days ago. I jog on a street near my house because my house is on a hill and I refuse to deal with jogging up and down a hill because, like, no thank you.
Yeah.
So
no, I agree.
And I go to a nice scenic street near my house and I jog there. And there's this one guy who, by sheer coincidence, is walking his dog every single time I go jogging.
Is it the same dog you've almost stolen?
No. This is a different place.
Oh, okay.
That park, like, got closed down, so I didn't move. I see this guy every day, and it's always, no matter, like, I've jogged in the morning, he's there. I've jogged in the afternoon, he's there. I've jogged in the evening, he's there. I go jogging 2 days ago. We're in the middle of a heat wave. It's like 35 degrees out Celsius, for you Americans. Just deal with it.
All those Americans listening.
All of that guy. So he looks at me from across the cul-de-sac that I'm circling around as I leave, and he's standing in a bush.
What?
Looking at me, no dogs, and it's and so I waited because it was way too hot, and I'm like, well, I have a day off tomorrow. I'm just gonna wait. I'm gonna be good. I'll do my jog, but I'm gonna do it at like 11 p.m. So it's 11:15, and I'm walking along. The street is empty, and there's just this dude in a bush.
Okay.
Just like stone cold staring at me. And I'm like, what in the fuck? And this is, to be fair, this entire, every interaction I've had with this guy has been like, you're doing a good positive thing for yourself. Good job. And then we like, haha, and we keep moving. But I always have headphones on, so we just share a knowing look between us that says all those words.
Oh, you don't say any of those words.
So I start to go around, and he like taps me on the shoulder, and this has never happened before. So I take my headphones off, and I look at my like phone. I'm like, it's 11:30 at night at this point. And he goes, hey, and I go, hi. And he goes, do you want to see my house?
What?
And I'm like, excuse me? Excuse me? And he goes, follow me. And I'm like, excuse, what the fuck? And so he just turns around, and behind him he just opens this gate because his house is behind this huge fence. Now, to be fair, his house is worth like at least $3-4 million. Like, it's a big house. The pool's the size of at least my entire house. But it's like pitch fucking blackout, and he just leads me in a circle around his house and goes, look at my house. And then he says, well, good night. And then he walks inside.
No, sir. That's not how that works.
And it was around the point where I'm crossing around the back of his house. I'm like, he's in his like mid-70s. So I'm like, either I'm about to be eaten, or I've been training for this moment for the last few months of jogging. And I'm going to run so far away.
Dude,
I don't know if I can jog on that street anymore. What do I do? Is he planning to eat me? Is he going to feed me to his dogs?
Darren, I don't know. Oh, so here's a fun just sort of audio note. Can you hear that?
Yeah, what's that?
That's a car passing by. I got out of my car.
So how's it going on your end, Mr. Outside Boy?
Dude, this is not a bit. I was having such a legitimately good time. I was like, I'm just going to get out of my car. I'm not really going to make a big deal about it. I'm going to go for a tiny little walk around my neighborhood, and I'm going to record a call with my friend Darren. And then you know what happened?
What?
You told me fucking nightmare fuel, Darren. And
so
now I've got
a
deal.
DJ, you're calling to us from the field, so what's the situation like on the ground?
Well, there's a man here, and he's asking if we can see his house. Darren, you've sent me into real fucking spook town, buddy. Are you serious right now?
I live in spook town.
Are you freaking kidding me? I got two sets of headphones on because I got to monitor my audio and hear your ass telling me this shit. I look like a fucking doofus out in the street trying to record a ding-dang podcast at 1 in the goddamn morning, and you're out here telling fucking spook stories. Like, that's going to help the situation.
Hold up. Do you want to know what's currently happening on my end of the call?
What?
There's a goddamn coyote with, like, mange and half of a missing leg walking by.
What?
What is this? This is what happens when you record the real shit in the middle of the night.
What the hell? So, wait, how far away are you from it? Hold on. I feel like I maybe have to take some of my audio twice just in case a car completely overpowers me. How far away are you from a coyote right now?
Well, he's going away now. We said hi. We shook hands. It was all good. But he's done with me now.
You did not shake hands.
No, I didn't leave my car. I was very afraid, and he kept going.
Wow.
Hold up. Oh, shit. He's coming back. Oh, shit.
Sorry. What? Who's coming back, Darren? Who's coming back?
Oh, boy. It's Coyote Boy.
Is he actually?
Oh, Coyote. Beautiful. No, this is not the same one. This one looks like he's a runway boy. Oh, hello.
Darren, be very careful around the coyote.
Oh, he's giving me the eyes.
Darren, I cannot express.
Oh, shit. I'm surrounded. Oh, God.
Okay.
This is not a drill. There's like four of them around the car.
Okay, are you in your car still?
Yeah, I'm in my car.
Okay, you need to stay in your car. Derek, this is past the point of recording a podcast. This is now just me on the phone with my friend telling you, you need to stay in your goddamn car.
Some real shit going down.
Darren.
Do you think they're looking for the one with the bad leg?
The one they're in the middle of eating before they get to you? Yeah, Darren, that's what they're doing.
Is this the sequel to The Grey? Is Liam Neeson going to crawl out of a bush?
No, Darren, that's the problem. They didn't cast the movie in time, and you're Liam Neeson now. See what happened?
I don't have good knees.
Okay, Darren, do you need to go?
No, I'm good. They're just sort of staring at me.
Okay, because if you need to go, we could wrap up the show. We're at a pretty good time if you just, you know.
That's fair. I'm gonna get out of my car.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna get out of my car.
No, don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Before you do, and okay. I can't express this enough. Don't get out of your car. But before you do, because
I can't even do the foley of opening the door as a joke.
No,
as a bit.
No, you literally can't even open your door.
I was
a bit.
Going to. There's one like 8 feet away from me, and I don't want to give him the opportunity to eat me.
That's fucking terrifying, dude. Absolutely, this is not okay. Are you kidding me? Jesus. Okay. Listen,
this has been friend in car and survivor.
I'm so fucking legitimately scared for you, and I'm so spooked. And I keep thinking that every bush I look into, there's going to be a dude asking if I want to see his house. And you've fucking sent me into a complete spiral. All right, man.
You think you're in spiral? Oh, jeez.
No, yeah, you're in a literal spiral from spinning around looking at all four of the coyotes that are surrounding you. I can't believe that that's actually happening to you.
I can only see two of them now. I don't know where the other two went. I gotta be really careful driving out. I don't want to run any of them over.
Yeah, no, you don't. Especially not the one with the bum leg. Listen, this has been Friends of Microphones. Our theme song is Stay by Otis McDonald. And I know we don't usually say that, but my internet content creation has gotten to the point where I don't know what to do if my shows don't start and end with content from Otis McDonald. He has been an absolute godsend in terms of being able to find decent music that really captures the emotions of the shows and content that I'm trying to create. And he literally puts all of his music up for free in the YouTube audio library. I'm just fully opening the curtain on this because I just want people to understand how dope this guy is. He makes this amazing music, and me and Darren use it for a bunch of different stuff. Otis McDonald is the fucking man. I don't know him. He doesn't pay me to talk about this. I just need to tell people Otis McDonald exists. His music is all up there for free, and you can literally use it without crediting him, which is ridiculous.
But we do anyway, because he's cool.
But we do anyway, because he's dope as hell, and Stay is such a good song. And it's such a nice, like, whenever I'm editing the podcast, it is so nice to be able to drop that song in and be like, fuck yeah, this is how people are going to start this episode off. This is the last song people are going to hear before they hear audio of my friend Darren dying in his car. For real.
Do you think coyotes can pick locks?
I can't even talk to you about the reality of that happening.
Oh, dear God. Don't. Nope. Okay, well, yeah, this has been Friends with Microphones. Show that to your uncle. Have a great week.
Show that to your uncle. Jesus, are you okay, Darren?
No, I'm good. DJ will join you next week.
Darren,
and that's it.
Mike.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Are you okay for real?
None of this is a lie, by the way.
Like, I figured none of it was a lie, but I'm just wondering, like, how was the one actually that injured?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I can't see that one. I can only see one of them, and it's, like, really in the shadows.
All right.
So I don't know if the other ones are behind my car or not. Anyway, let's do the ad break.
Let's do the ad break.